This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Manson's Hall Post Office is perched on a very steep hill right by an intersection of Beasley Road and Subtle Point Road. This area is endearingly referred to as Downtown Manson's on Cortez Island. In order for people with mobility issues to access this post office location at Manson's Hall, there is conveniently a 4-spot parking area for handicap users. There seems to be a bit of confusion around who is allowed to use this area for parking, and I spoke to some locals as well as the postmaster of the post office to find out where all the confusion lies. Elaine Racine is the postmaster at the Manson's Hall location. Elaine, where is your post in regards to the handicap parking?
It is facing the parking lot, actually. So from my workstation, I do see and acknowledge whatever is happening in the parking lot.
And when you say the parking lot, is there any non-handicap parking in the parking lot that you're looking at?
I believe there is one, but it's marked no parking because it's for the mail truck.
Okay, and so there are two other spots, and those are handicap spots?
There are 3 other spots, and they may be all handicap, or at least 2 of the 3 are handicap.
Okay, and do you ever witness people that are not handicapped, that don't have the signs on their vehicles marking them as handicap, using those spots?
Every day.
Every day.
So every day.
Not just Fridays.
Not just Fridays. Every day, people park in this lower parking lot instead of parking in the higher parking lot of the hall.
And are they using the post office when they park there, or are they using the hall?
Either or. They just have business in the neighborhood. They'll stop to pick up a newspaper, they'll stop to use the washroom, they'll stop to go in the hall, they'll stop for the post office, just anything.
As Elaine Racine, the postmaster of the post office at Manson's Hall, laid out, there seems to be a bit of ambiguity as to how these 4 spaces are intended to be used. Since there are 4 traffic barriers, painted yellow, and a sign in front of each of them, either says no parking or handicap parking, you would think it's pretty clear that this area is not meant for anyone except for people with mobility issues.
And do you ever see any handicapped people trying to park or any interactions around the misuse of the parking area?
Yes, on a regular basis. And it's too bad that people, non-handicapped people, don't realize the importance of those spaces. It is too bad. We have several people that for a reason or another have mobility issues. They can drive their vehicle, but they cannot walk a long distance or manage the staircase properly. They need those spaces.
And are there any obvious solutions for this situation?
Really, the best solution would be for people to wake up and just do the right thing. They can park in the upper parking lot and walk down.
And on Friday markets, it's obvious that the parking lots are all full and the roads are all full of vehicles as well. Do you think a designated parking lot for the Friday markets or just major events like that, do you think that would help the situation?
On those days, there should be someone patrolling the parking lot and saying, you cannot. You go up there, you go on the road. I have to guard my parking space for my mail truck on Friday. I have to be in the parking lot with a stick to beat people off my space.
So
on my lunch break.
So you're saying that this is actually affecting not just the handicap spots, but the spot that says no parking is for your mail truck so that you can actually deliver the mail. There's been a disruption to that.
this is
operation.
People don't read the signs, or they choose to ignore the signs. That's more like it. They just choose to ignore it. There's a space free, available. They just use it because, you know, who cares? Really, no one will give them a ticket. No one will tell them not to. It's sad. It's sad. We like to think we live in a community that's very open-minded and tolerant and all of those nice things, but obviously there's a big learning curve.
So the people that you see parking here disregarding the signage are not necessarily tourists, but locals as well?
Yep, locals as well. And like, once again, for all kinds of right or wrong, whatever, it's too bad because when someone who actually needs, I've seen interaction between non-handicap and someone who actually need that space, and he parked behind the cars so he could be closer to the post office, and someone was ready to go to leave and they had an interaction, and it's very sad. It's just, it should not be. Not here. It should not be.
Parking.
So as we have this interview, there's a non-handicapped car parking in the parking lot. But you were just saying that with all these traffic issues in the area, especially on Friday markets, you had another concern as well?
I'm actually surprised we don't have any more traffic accident in the area here. It is absolutely insane on a summer Friday's market. I witnessed a moment where my parking lot is full. Someone is trying to back up, going like the rear going up while someone is coming down. Someone is coming up from the road while there is people parked on the other side of the road. There's no space for two cars. There's space for one car, and three cars were vying for that space. Everything went fine. Everything stopped. Everyone were okay. But throw into that bicycles, kids, dogs, loose, not on leash, people not knowing where they're going, what they're doing. It's a nightmare. And we still have no accident. I don't understand how it happens, but it does.
I spoke with a senior with mobility issues to find out what their experience parking in this area was.
Dan Arnold, what is your experience at the Manson's Hall parking lot?
I've got mobility issues, lower back and leg, and I find, especially on the market, it's almost like you're not welcomed because the parking is full of everybody else without mobility issues or parking permits. So you end up having to park halfway down the road and wobble your way into the market. And I find that happens a lot of times.
Is this an experience specific to Fridays?
Fridays is the main thing because it's the market. Other times you go down and it's full. And you mentioned to people that it is for mobility issue people, and it's, oh, I'm only here for a minute. We have mobility issues for the rest of our lives. So it's like a slap in the face when they can drive in, they know where to park, there's a big sign in front of them, but nobody seems to see that sign.
You're specifically referring to the handicap
sign. The handicap parking at the Manson Hall post office there.
And is there a sign for parking elsewhere for non-handicap users?
There's a parking lot up top for them to park and all along the road. The few times I have been down there, I don't see a lot of seniors, like with a cane or a walker or anything, because it's just you can't get to where you need to park.
In your experience on Fridays, how many cars do you see parked on the roads and the parking lots surrounding the hall?
In the summertime, the co-op will be full, Bertha's will be full, the roads will be packed going up past the school or down past the garden there. It's just chaotic. Like, everything is full. Ideally, another parking spot up the road or some more parking somewhere. Like, even people park in the post office parking spot where it says no parking. But people don't care. They park and then they go. And I've pulled behind people and got out. And then they start getting rowdy with me because I'm parked behind them and they can't get out. Well, you're illegally parked in a handicapped parking spot. But yet it's my problem.
If you could estimate the amount of cars that you've seen there maximum on a Friday, what would you guess? Each parking lot has a capacity of 25 vehicles.
Oh, it'd be 75 to 100 parked in the parking lots and along the road. And then depending if it's a long weekend, yeah, you're going to get a lot more people.
I inquired with the Strathcona Regional District to find out if they had any jurisdiction. They responded that they do not have any jurisdiction on handicap parking on Cortez.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.